This is Morning Edition. We continue to follow the news out of Raleigh, where House Bill 2 was not repealed yesterday. An apparent deal to rescind the divisive bathroom bill fell apart last night at the General Assembly. Afterward, political leaders were quick to point fingers. Jeff Tiberi reports.
It was another wild day in North Carolina politics, and the black eye of House Bill 2 remains.
I cannot believe this.
Senate Leader Phil Berger displayed a rare moment of frustration. After hours and hours of closed-door meetings and some floor debate, the most substantial effort yet to repeal HB 2 failed.
I'm sorry, folks. I don't trust them. And our folks don't trust them. They've given us no reason to trust them.
Berger was speaking about the Charlotte City Council. Moments earlier, the Senate voted down a proposal. It would have repealed HB 2 and included a moratorium banning municipalities from banning any non-discrimination ordinances until at least next summer. The State House never brought the bill up for a vote. According to multiple lawmakers in the chamber, there was not enough support in the House to repeal. This special session was called on Monday by outgoing Governor Pat McCrory after a deal had apparently been reached. If Charlotte rolled back its local ordinance, state lawmakers would repeal House Bill 2.
We did not renege on any deal with Charlotte because the understanding was Charlotte was going to repeal its ordinance. They did not repeal their ordinance until apparently this morning.
The Charlotte City Council did repeal its ordinance in full, but leading Republican state lawmakers say local officials did not act in good faith, at first repealing only part of the local measure. Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper says he helped craft a deal after multiple conversations with Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore. Cooper criticized the Republicans after the failed effort to repeal.
There was an agreement among everybody. That's why they called the special session. And some of their caucus members got mad and riled up, and they were afraid to put the legislation on the floor. That is what happened. And don't let them tell you anything else, because that is what happened.
Since its passage during a hastily called special session in March, House Bill 2 has cost the state hundreds of jobs, NBA and March Madness basketball events, along with dozens of concerts and conferences. Many lawmakers returned to Raleigh this week for an unprecedented fifth special session of the year, believing an end was within reach.
I mean, you don't spend $50,000 in taxpayer money bringing this into town to repeal a bill where you thought you had the votes and you don't have the votes. I mean, that's just a very odd occurrence.
Representative Pricey Harrison is a Democrat from Guilford County.
I don't like to assign blame necessarily. I just think it was a really unfortunate day for North Carolina that we could not remove the stain from our state. It's just, I was telling somebody, I feel like I've been to a funeral.
And remember, Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers of the General Assembly. For 4 years, they have been able to pass whatever legislation they like, with enough votes to override a veto from the governor. But last night, they could not advance a bill to undo the state's most infamous law. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.